In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. His miracles in his lifetime and after his death have made him a popular saint in Lebanon and outside of Lebanon. He tells us with the example of his life that it is worth living for eternity, and that the only really important thing in this life is to be a saint. May God bless you through the Virgin Mary. And do not forget that you have a guardian angel who takes care of you on the path of life, and he is your inseparable companion. Saint Charbel Maclouf was born in Lebanon, a country in the Middle East. Lebanon was the land of the famous Phoenicians, navigators and merchants, who reached England and spread the alphabet throughout the world. They were conquered by Alexander the Great in the year 333 before Jesus Christ. The Maronite Catholics of Lebanon take their name from Saint Maron, also known as Maroun or Maro, a 4th century hermit saint who died in the year 410, and of whom Saint Theodoret of Cyrus, or Cyrus, who was Bishop of Cyrus, wrote in the year 423. Jesus Christ granted him the gift of healing in such a way as his fame spread far and wide, attracting many. His blessing extinguished fever, cast out demons, and cured all kinds of ills with his prayer. Saint Maron was an anchorite saint among many who populated Egypt. Anchorite is someone who, for religious reasons, withdraws from secular society so as to be able to lead an intensely prayer-oriented or Eucharist-focused life. It has been estimated that in the 5th century, there were in Egypt and other nearby regions some 500,000 hermits. These hermits lived alone at first, but later they gathered in monasteries under the orders of a superior. Hundreds of monks could depend on a monastery. Saint Maron led the monastic movement to Syria, but with the Arab invasions between the year 636 and the year 750, the Maronite monks, disciples of Saint Maron, fled to the mountainous and inaccessible regions of Lebanon. Our saint's name was Yusef Antoun Maclouf, and he was born in Bekaa Khafra, a small town, the highest in Lebanon. Its houses were built with stones from the mountains. All its inhabitants were engaged in agriculture and animal husbandry. His father, Antoun Zarour Maclouf, was a well-established mountain man who worked hard to support his family. His mother, Brigitte, was very religious, and she prayed continually with her hands raised to the sky. She fasted almost every day, taking very little food. She had made a vow never to eat meat, but her confessor dispensed with it, changing it to say the rosary every day. Their marriage was blessed by God with 5 children, 2 women and 3 men. Our saint was the youngest. His family was very religious. Saint Charbel Maclouf was probably born on May 8, 1828. The date is not very certain, given the lack of records. When he was 3 years old, in 1831, the Egyptians invaded Lebanon, and the Maronites, subjugated by the Turks, supported them and were required to collaborate in defense constructions and to transport food and ammunition. His father was called to collaborate with his donkey for transportation. But when he was already on his way home, a malignant fever stopped him halfway and took him to the grave. The summer classes used to be held in the shade of a large beech tree outside the church. The teacher was usually the priest himself, who was more educated than the others. He taught them to read and write in Arabic, to read and write in Syriac, the language of the Maronite liturgy, with some notions of history and mathematics. One day in 1851, when he was 23 years old, after having thought it over and without saying anything to anyone, he got up at dawn and left the town forever. After a day of walking, he arrived at the monastery of Meifuk, where he asked to be admitted. He spent 8 days as a postulant, and then they dressed him in the novice's habit, changing his name from Yusuf to Sharbel, a martyr of Edessa, who died in the year 107, whose feast is celebrated by the Maronite Church on September 5th. His relatives were worried, and knowing where he was, his uncle, his mother, and some of his relatives went to convince him to return home to continue working, since they needed him to support the family. They also told him that his cousin was crying inconsolably, but they could do nothing against his firm decision to become a monk. During the novitiate, the master of novices taught them to pray, instructed them in Christian doctrine, explained to them the rule and statutes of the order, as well as its history, and how to devoutly pray the liturgical office, which is the main obligation of the monks. On the other hand, the novices, in addition to praying, had to study and also work in the fields of the convent to earn their bread, since their subsistence depended on the fruit of the land. To cultivate the fields owned by the monastery, the monks had many lay employees who worked as a family and lived next to the monastery, forming small villages. One of the jobs of the novices was to collect morris leaves to feed the silkworms, as growing them for silk was one of the most important incomes, and the monks had become experts at this. One day, one of the girls from a family of workers approached the novices, and seeing Sharbel so serious and collected, which she had previously noticed, she threw a silkworm twice in his face. Saint Sharbel took the matter seriously, and thinking that this young woman could be a source of temptation for him, decided to leave the convent. That same night, he snuck out and headed southwest to arrive after 4 hours at the Anaya Monastery, where he asked to be admitted. In the Meifuk Monastery, the superior wrote, "Yusuf of Bekaa Khafra entered on probation. He was named Sharbel in August 1851. He retired." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.